What if the parenting techniques we take for granted are actually undermining our children's development? In Unconditional Parenting, Alfie Cohn challenges our most basic assumptions about raising children. The conventional wisdom, using rewards when children behave and punishments when they don't, seems intuitive. Yet research consistently shows these approaches may create compliant children in the short term while damaging their psychological development and our relationship with them in the long run. This isn't just another parenting philosophy. It's a fundamental rethinking of what it means to raise healthy, ethical humans who feel securely loved for who they are, not what they do. Most mainstream parenting advice centers on using rewards and punishments to ensure compliance. This approach teaches children their worth depends on meeting certain standards, creating what psychologists call conditional self-worth. Research shows the harmful effects of this pattern. College students whose parents offered love only when they succeeded report persistent anxiety about performance and resentment toward their parents. Mothers who experienced conditional love as children often repeat this pattern with their own children despite knowing the harm it caused them. Children who must perform for parental approval develop a false self, an inauthentic persona designed to gain approval rather than express their true nature. This adaptation frequently leads to depression, anxiety, and a fundamental loss of identity that can persist into adulthood. What appears to be effective discipline in the short term may actually create lifelong psychological struggles. Conditional parenting operates through two primary mechanisms: withholding love when children must behave, and showering them with approval when they're good. Both approaches weaponize affection as a control tool. Timeouts may produce immediate compliance, but at significant emotional cost. Psychologist Martin Hoffman suggests love withdrawal might be more devastating emotionally than physical punishment, as it threatens abandonment. For a young child, isolation when they most need connection feels like rejection of their very being. Surprisingly, positive reinforcement can be equally problematic. Studies show children perform worse at many tasks when offered rewards. Saying "good job coloring" inside the lines communicates approval of specific behaviors, which children interpret as conditional love. The implied message becomes, "I like you because you did this," naturally leading to, "I don't like you when you don't." External rewards often undermine intrinsic motivation, the natural desire to engage in activities for their own sake rather than for approval. This explains why praise sometimes makes children uncomfortable or causes them to abandon previously enjoyed activities. The fundamental problem with modern parenting isn't permissiveness, but the fear of it, creating an epidemic of micromanagement. We've become so concerned about raising entitled children that we treat them with less respect than we would adults. Here's the paradox. Research consistently shows that children most likely to comply with parental requests are those whose parents don't rely on power and control. Even unusually defiant toddlers respond better to parents who are warm, respectful, and accommodating. When children's autonomy is constantly squelched, they either become excessively compliant, well-behaved but lacking curiosity, or excessively defiant, rebelling to recover their sense of power. As Nancy Samelin notes, when we make children obey by force, threats, or punishment, we make them feel helpless. They can't stand feeling helpless, so they provoke another confrontation. Control also undermines children's natural self-regulation abilities. When parents insist children clean their plates or use food as rewards, research shows these children lose their ability to regulate their own caloric intake. The same principle applies to moral development. Children pressured to obey don't learn to think through ethical dilemmas themselves. Despite its popularity, punishment consistently fails to achieve its intended goals. A landmark study by the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development found that children who were frequently punished showed higher rates of aggression and behavioral problems 3 years later. Punishment backfires because it generates resentment and revenge seeking, models power over reason, damages the parent-child relationship, and distracts children from reflecting on their actions. they focus on the punishment's unfairness rather than how their behavior affected others. Rather than teaching responsibility, punishment encourages secretive behaviors like lying and blaming others. As punishment fails, parents often blame the child rather than questioning the strategy, creating a cycle of escalating punishments and deteriorating behavior. Research over 6 decades confirms that punishment predicts disruptive behaviors in children, suggesting it causes rather than merely responds to misbehavior. Children raised with minimal punishment develop better self-discipline, stronger moral reasoning, and more pro-social behaviors than their punished counterparts. When children feel pushed to succeed academically, they experience harmful stress, manifesting as depression, substance abuse, and anxiety. Studies show high rates of drinking among boys and depression among girls as young as 11 when parents prioritize achievement over well-being. This pressure creates maladaptive perfectionism, sacrificing present happiness for future success. Children become living resumes rather than developing authentic interests. When pushed to outperform peers, they develop a dangerous dependency on external validation, making self-esteem conditional. Even thoughtful parents often equate good grades with success, but research reveals 3 harmful effects when children focus on grades: diminished interest in learning, avoidance of challenges, and reduced critical thinking. Studies consistently show students told an assignment will be graded enjoy it less than those doing identical work without grade pressure. When parental love seems conditional on academic success, some children resort to self-handicapping, deliberately reducing effort to create an excuse for not succeeding. This protects their self-image while ironically increasing their chances of failure. Is the potential college acceptance worth this psychological cost? Unconditional parenting isn't about techniques, but about a fundamental shift in approach. Instead of, "How do I get my child to do what I say?" we ask, "What does my child need, and how can I meet those needs?" This means taking children seriously as people whose feelings matter, even when their preferences can't always be accommodated. When children don't comply, consider whether your expectations are developmentally appropriate. Are we asking them to sit still longer than they developmentally can? Are we expecting sharing before they understand others' perspectives? Prioritize the parent-child relationship above immediate compliance. A strong, trusting relationship has practical benefits. Children more readily explain misbehavior and follow important requests. But beyond utility, the relationship itself has inherent value. Taking children seriously means recognizing that they often know themselves better than parents do. When children misbehave, respond in ways that preserve their sense of being loved. Limit criticisms to specific actions rather than judging their character. During conflicts, emphasize that negative behavior is temporary while your love remains constant. The journey toward unconditional parenting requires courage to acknowledge past mistakes, which models the growth mindset we hope to instill. By shifting from control to connection, we create the foundation for raising children who are not just well-behaved, but psychologically healthy, morally aware, and secure in knowing they are loved for exactly who they are.